Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spads Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Divine did a pregnancy test which was positive. Unique told an elated Kevin that she wanted to try for a baby as well. Kavita visited Jonathan and Kimal caught her sneaking back into the house. He warned her about her renewed relationship with Jonathan as he has already shown he can't be trusted. She warned him about his drug habit. We now join Danny and Leah who are walking in the village.
You're looking good today, Nurse Leah.
Thanks, Danny. So are you.
This old shirt?
Looks pretty good to me.
Flattery will get you nowhere. So, where are we starting?
Well, I figure since we have been encouraging the villagers to add more fruits, grains, and vegetables to their diets for... how long now?
Quite a few months.
Right. So, I figured it's a good time to see how they're progressing.
Well, we can start with the closest person and then make our way around.
Sounds like a plan.
Alright. Let's start walking before it gets too hot.
When is it not too hot?
Tell me about it.
So, you think what we're doing is making sense?
Of course it's making sense. Listen, we must do everything in our power to educate and empower our people. How productive we're going to be as a community, how healthy, all starts with diet.
I just hope villagers not only make the changes, but maintain them.
Everything starts small, eh?
Oh, yes. I see some of my relatives making changes. Some might be small for now, but at least they're making some effort.
Well, we can say Uncle Alexander is a success story.
Definitely.
He went from being diagnosed with diabetes, ending up in the hospital. He struggled to adjust a diet including more fruits and vegetables. And look at him now.
What a transformation, Danny.
Uncle Alexander looks like he's eating more fruits and vegetables than me and Auntie Paulette.
And he's slimming down too.
Yeah, and he has more energy. Right now he's alone at the farm and I'll join him when we finish visiting the villagers.
I really hope that in our villages, one day there would be no need for these kinds of interventions. That the children will grow up knowing how to make a balanced meal. That eating the right amount of fruits, vegetables and grains will be as natural like breathing.
You really think we can accomplish that?
I think so with the next generation, because the villagers who have decided to make the changes are modeling the behaviors now for their children and grandchildren.
As they say, bend the tree while it's young.
Exactly.
Morning, Dion.
Morning, Christopher. Where you going today?
Me and Fred are going up the highway for a drive.
Like things getting serious?
Once we're in a sexual relationship, it's serious for me.
I hear you.
I want to introduce him to y'all so badly, but he's hesitant.
You sure this man ain't hiding something?
But he's so comfortable with me.
You sure he ain't got a wife he hiding?
Nah, no wife, no children. I been to your house.
They could be living overseas.
Trust me, Dion, he does not have a wife and children.
You know we're not supposed to trust no man blindly.
I know that. And take it from me, I ain't trusting him blindly.
From what you've told me, he's sounding kind of down low to me.
Well, we know most of the men are down low. It's because of society saying something is wrong with them for being themselves.
I mean, on one hand, I understand their plight. But down low has come with too many secrets, man. And not to mention the down low lifestyle can lead to serious consequences, such as the spread of sexually transmitted infections, especially if they have a wife or so.
Anybody having sex can spread STIs if they're not responsible.
True. But with this particular man, the fact that he's encouraging you to have unprotected sex?
He's on prep.
But Christopher, you still got to use condoms because while you might be protecting yourself from HIV, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, chlamydia, and all them other sexually transmitted infections, looking at you like this,
You had to make the face, man.
There's how frightening them STIs just look to me. Meanwhile, none of them. I don't care if they got cure.
Prevention is always better than cure.
Is me you telling?
I just really like this big man. I think we can have a future together.
Yes, but don't get giddy, fall in love, and let your guard down. Your friends ain't even meet yet for assessy. Suppose it's somebody me, Shelly, or Robin know.
I doubt it.
We need to meet him ASAP.
I'm working on it.
I just think if a man really care about you, he would want to meet your friends with the quickness.
Soon.
Nobody can hide me. Maybe that's why I'm comfortable being by myself right now.
All right, friend. Anyway, I got to run. I'm meeting him at his house.
So, he couldn't come and pick you up?
I decided to go over there. Gone. See you later.
Be safe.
Always.
Nurse Leah, we can talk to Miss Grace first. Look, she's outside in her garden. Morning, Miss Grace.
Morning, morning.
Morning, Danny. Morning, Nurse Leah.
How are you today?
By the grace of God, I'm doing okay.
Your garden is looking lovely.
Thanks, Danny. For the first time, I'm planting some of these vegetables, and that is because of what y'all have been doing in the village.
Wonderful. That is the thing. In some areas, people are just accustomed to planting a certain thing. For example, in some places you go, people might only be planting boro, tomatoes, and pumpkin.
That's what they're accustomed to.
But once we have the land to plant, we can plant anything.
That is what I found.
Look at how many vegetables and fruits we have in Guyana. Boro, squash, pumpkin, okra, callaloo, pak chai, help me.
Belanshi, cabbage, lettuce, kale.
You know people are even growing broccoli and cauliflower now?
I would love to try and grow different things.
It just shows that we can grow a wide variety of vegetables in Guyana, even the ones that we don't normally grow.
And not to mention fruits.
We get a lot of mangoes in the Rupununi.
Yes, but we can plant more bananas, cherries, oranges, watermelon, pineapple, papa,
even grapes.
There's so much we can do to feed ourselves. The more fruits and vegetables we plant, the better.
I really like the variety.
Well, Miss Grace, I'm happy to see that you're making the changes based on the information me and Leah have been sharing. And of course, the people from HESAD have also been doing a lot of work in our region.
When some of the people were doing research in the region last year, I spoke to them.
Nice!
And I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. People are making changes. Little by little, we can do it.
Thanks for the encouragement, Miss Grace.
Yes, we appreciate it.
You know y'all look good together.
What?
Just saying.
We are just friends, Miss Grace.
Yes, just friends.
You sure? Maybe you should think about it. Laugh. Big people do see things y'all young people don't see.
Okay, Miss Grace.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. And I'm looking out for my invitation when you set the date.
Miss Grace is such a nice and funny woman.
Yes.
You think she's on to something about me, you know?
Let's just get to the next village.
Okay, my friend.
Babes, sorry about this eastbound traffic. Hopefully we move soon.
It's alright, Sean. It just means that we'll have more time to talk.
Sure. So, what you want to chat about, Christopher?
I mentioned it before. I want you to meet my friends.
Oh.
They really want to meet you. Trust me, you don't have anything to worry about. They're cool.
I don't doubt that.
So, when? Maybe when we come back down from the highway?
Look. Why we got to rush this thing?
Because you're now an important part of my life, and so are my friends, and I want you guys to get to know each other.
Yeah, but isn't long we in this thing?
Long enough that we're in a sexual relationship now.
Yeah, but you know, I just want we keep it private for a while more. Now we get to know each other without interference from anybody.
That could still happen with you meeting my friends at least once.
Finally. The traffic moving.
Great.
Look.
What?
You know, I am really too comfortable with me sexuality, you know. I never was really open with any guy I date. See?
Oh.
It's not that I'm not genuine about my feelings, but you know how some people homophobic and think.
But my friends are not.
Yeah?
Sean, I'm not asking you to declare your love for me to the world. Just to meet my friends.
Okay, I'll think about it.
When we come back down from the highway?
Just give me some time.
Okay, and babes, you can live your life openly if you want. Don't let the opinions of people keep you in a box.
That's easier said than done, Christopher.
I know, but when you're living your authentic life, you're the happiest.
Yeah.
Anyway, is a number of things we got to do as a couple. When you think you could come with me and get tested?
I'm on prep, man.
So what I mean? We can't get tested?
No. I ain't saying though. But you know, it's nothing to fear with me, seeing I good.
Yeah, but I want us to be sure about our status together.
I got you, babes.
The correct thing would have been to get tested first, then engage in sex. But things don't always go the way.
Yeah, but don't worry, man. We safe.
I want the proof that we safe to be more comfortable. And that is getting tested together, being on prep and correctly and consistently using condoms.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushau Council under the iPad-funded HESAD project.
Have you been diagnosed with tuberculosis? Started treatment? Feeling better? Did you complete your treatment? DOTS, or Directly Observed Therapy Short Course, is a mechanism by which treatment is administered to persons with tuberculosis. The treatment takes at least 6 months and depends on the type of TB. Completing your treatment is important. So while healthcare workers are here to support you, you must be responsible too. Complete your treatment for you, your family, and community. And most importantly, do it to avoid multi-drug resistance TB, for which the treatment can be up to 2 years.
A message from the Ministry of Health National Tuberculosis Program with support from Global Fund.